This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. And the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, exceptionalism is the key terminology here. It's the key word. Are you an exceptional American? And because you are an American, absolutely you are. You need to know that. I mean, you know, some people just walk around in life as Americans, born in America, and they don't even realize how exceptional they are. Anyway, welcome to the show. No laughing matter about American exceptionalism. There's a lot of people that on the left want to destroy American exceptionalism. First coined back in the 1800s. Yeah, a lot of things going on. So welcome to the show. We are here to help you understand that. And by the way, I don't have my little handy-dandy flashcards in the studio. The studio is in a little bit of disruption because we're camering up. We're getting cameras and everything. So bear with us on that one. I'm pretty excited about it, actually. You get to see my face for radio. We're making the return after a hiatus of nearly, about 13, 14 months now. Yeah, I think it's about that long we got off YouTube for and Facebook and everything because of medical needs for me. And we're all up and running now. The body is back. We're back, including the face for radio. So anyway, welcome aboard to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news, a21r.com. Both of those addresses will get you there. You can email me, paul@a21r.com, paul@a21r.com, and numana.com/agenda for all of your survival needs here from Agenda 21 Radio. We strongly recommend everybody gear up for those times in which you never know when a disaster, such as a dam, might collapse and force you from your home. Yeah. Anyway, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. We're in the third hour here. We had Jeanette Finnicum at Red Pill Expo, in which she spoke. And, of course, she was the featured speaker at Liberty Tour 5. And if you definitely need to listen to the podcast from the second hour today. because it's quite telling about the relationship and some of the information I'm finally revealing that when I had discussions with Jeanette, we revealed to her. And she's now incorporating it in her speech. And we're very happy that we can kind of give her that information and she can bring it to light. And this is the information that, this is the tinfoil hat stuff that people condemn us for here on Agenda 21 Radio when we have the actual facts. And, you know, I was sort of alluding to this, never really got the explanation out there because I was trying to push the information coming from Jeanette Finicum in the last hour. But I just wanted to let you know that there we have a history, we have a major history here on Agenda 21 Radio of putting stories out and people just absolutely jump all over us and condemn us and whip us around and don't understand. And we do here at Agenda 21 Radio, the severity of this. The Finicum story was something that was tinfoil hat conspiracy. We were roundly condemned. We were being hacked. I don't know how many times. I think 5 times our website was attacked. And so were emails and everything else during this whole spread from January. Well, until this last January. So, I mean, we had to do revisions after. I mean, it was just and a lot of money to protect ourselves from those that are the evildoers who don't want the truth to get out. But ultimately, the truth got out and is getting out. And Jeanette Finicum is that purveyor of truth for liberty now. Standing up for your constitutional rights. And by the way, if you do not understand the Constitution, get involved with a constitutional course. There's a number of groups that are offering these, tea parties and so on. You have to get involved and understand. Take the courses, several courses that are out there. We're going to be bringing those courses to light and how you can get involved with those. And, you know, it's absolutely stunning to think of the number of people who do not understand the Constitution. Well, it's not really that stunning if you've been in education and realize that for years people have been dumbing down the students about the Constitution, have not been teaching the students about the Constitution. I saw it in 41 years of education. It kind of emanated from UCLA, University of California at Los Angeles. Go figure, the Hollywood crowd and elite trying to destroy the Constitution by putting together teacher guides and curriculum content for various book publishers that just excluded the Constitution. Taught you about Ramadan, but didn't teach you about the American Constitution. Of course not. Why should they? They want Islamic control of the United States. That's really the long and short. This is a very simple way to say that the book publishers are all out to lunch because the content that they get excludes so much. And they're rewriting history. That's UCLA, University of California at Los Angeles. They've deeply been involved with this. Several other departments, history department in particular, and they do have some centers that are associated with them. I'm not going to say they're American names. That's one of the names that's involved with this so-called nonprofit NGO that's come alongside, and they came from back east. I think it was Columbia University. They run out of Columbia University of all places, and they end up where? UCLA. And what are they doing? Preaching hatred towards America, of course. That's really what they're doing. So UCLA, fine institution. Not anymore. Very un-American UCLA. But that's just me. That's the way I feel. And I've got a radio show, and I can say it, and I did. Very happy to say it for those of you that are not in the know. But my point is, let's go back to Benghazi. We were roundly chided for Chris Street and myself for 2 years. We just kept right on coming out with the information. Oh, but we were being attacked. And we were right, just like we're right about Finicum. And it's just a couple of the stories. And that's right. That's why we are right about the Oroville Dam. So all of you that are running around chiding us about the Oroville Dam situation, give us time. That's all we need. Give us time, Jerry Brown. Anyway, I just had to sort of drop in on that one. You see, we're all about telling the truth here on Agenda 21 Radio about different things going on. And sometimes the truth hurts certain peoples that are trying to do evil to you. And they lash out. And we can tell how they're lashing out and how it's the voice by which they come to condemn us. Or they say nothing. That's another telling thing anyway. But that's neither here nor there. We've got a whole bunch of stuff to cover here on Agenda 21 Radio. And I'm going to set it up for the next segment. I got a tweet. I can't let this go. Scott Adams, as you know, who sometimes is on the show like at least once a week, Scott Adams, he sends me just before airtime this morning, and I didn't get around to it because I had, you know, I got show prep. I'm prepped. I'm ready to go. I can't chime in with these things. We're not a news broadcasting organization. We just don't read script here. Listen, it's all fly by wire, I guess you can say. It's wireless, actually. He sends me this thing, best two-part Trump tweet yet. So it says, Donald J. Trump to Mar-a-Lago three nights in a row around New Year's Eve and insisted on joining me. She was bleeding badly from a facelift. Said no. I said no. Okay, but this is the second part of the two-part tweet from Donald J. Trump. I heard poorly rated. Okay. At Morning Joe, speaks badly of me. Don't watch me anymore. Then how come, this is, how come low IQ, crazy Mike, or Micah, excuse me, Micah, along with Psycho Joe, came. She's referring to, apparently, Micah. I'm sorry, not Micah. Micah Bert. I'm shocked. I'm shocked. Micah? Facelift? Anyway, so now on Drudge, I open it up. Trump, MSNBC, Micah was bleeding. Oh, no. And they've got Joe and Micah right there. Okay. The script for the third hour, gone, at least for a while. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
03. All aboard! He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Yeah.
Okay, we're breaking away from traditional programming here. Show prep programming. I just can't stand it. You know, I mean, okay, we have to have one of these. This is referring to Donald Trump, his dual tweets. We got this just before airtime, before the 9 o'clock hour East Coast time, 6 o'clock West Coast time. Donald J. Trump, a Mar-a-Lago, this is two Mar-a-Lago, three nights in a row around New Year's Eve, and insisted on joining me. Okay, we don't know who this is. She was bleeding badly from a facelift. I said no. So he said no to the visit. Unknown who this is. Then the double tweet comes in. It's like double clutching a car, of course. How many have had that sensation, double clutch? Anyway, because you know, people talk about double clutch and have no idea what it is. You know, you have people who talk about double clutch and don't know how to drive a stick shift. That's called a clue. Anyway, he says in this double tweet, the second tweet, which is about 6 minutes apart, it says, I heard poorly rated at Morning Joe speaks badly of me. I don't watch Morning Joe anymore. That's what I'm saying. Then how come low IQ crazy Mika along with Psycho Joe came? I don't know. I don't know. This is not bleeding like you think. So I open up Drudge in the last just before the third hour. Actually, what happened was it refreshed itself on the screen. We got multiple screens going on here. You know, we've got this, that, and the other. And so we click on that. And they got this thing up there about Morning Joe. So now it says the Daily Beast. I love the Daily Beast. Trump attacks crazy Mika Brzezinski. She was bleeding badly from a facelift. The president of the United States took time out of his Thursday morning to attack low IQ Brzezinski. And her host fiance, Psycho Joe Scarborough. You know, keep up the tweets, Donald. Man, he is just, he's ruthless. First CNN and now MSNBC. Mika Brzezinski. Now, let's see. The salient part of this, Zbigniew. That's it. I said it right. Zbigniew. That's only the second time I've ever said it right in my life. Her father is a member of the Trilateral Commission. I think he's passed away, but he was a big boy in the Trilaterals. Patrick Wood, who will be on our show probably as early as tomorrow. Chris Street and Patrick Wood lining up for tomorrow. We'll tell you all about that and why it's the relationship. So Donald Trump is going after the Trilaterals by an extension of Mika Brzezinski. That's my opinion. This is big, ladies and gentlemen. This is bigger than, I mean, there's a big picture that Donald Trump is dealing with, and the personalities are the infrastructure of, if you will, of the one world order globalist people. That, I mean, this guy has got it. I mean, I'm telling you, Donald Trump is the real deal. I mean, that's the only, I'm not even going to read the rest of the story or play upon words here. I'm just going from the Trump tweets. That's all I'm going from. He's going after the Trilaterals, and the first clue of that is to go to Mika Brzezinski. Mika Brzezinski. The big news, daughter. Get it? Trilateral, Mika Brzezinski. The big news was her father. Trilateral. President Trump launched a cruel personal attack on MSNBC's Morning Joe co-host and lovebirds Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski on Thursday morning rather than deal with his health care bill seemingly on death's door. I heard poorly rated, this is the tweet of course, speaks badly of me, blah, 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 we read that. The Trump chastising new names for his one-time pals and tossed out an insult aimed at Mika's looks. Then how come low IQ crazy Mika, along with Psycho Joe, came to Mar-a-Lago three nights in a row around New Year's Eve and insisted on joining me? She was bleeding badly from a facelift. I said no. Well, you know, I guess the rule of thumb is Joe and Mika don't tell lies about Donald Trump and everybody else in the fake news category. That's part of it. That's the other part. But for him to take on Omega in the trilaterals, guess what? This is big. It says, within minutes, Brzezinski shot back with a photograph showing text on the backside of a Cheerios cereal box made for little hands, a reference to the common refrain that President Trump has an unusually small hands. Well, first of all, let's realize that Donald Trump is a very big man to begin with. people forget that. He's a towering figure, actually. So is James Comey. James Comey's like 6'10 or something like that. Anyway, within minutes, Brzezinski shot back with a photograph showing text on the backside of Cheerios referencing to hands. Okay. It's a little girl who's, putting Cheerios in the bowl and that sort of thing off the tabletop. It says here, the president's tirade appears to have been inspired by Brzezinski's and her colleagues mocking the news that Trump has a fake Time magazine cover of himself displayed at several of his properties. Nothing makes a man feel better than making a fake cover of a magazine about himself lying every day and destroying the country, she said. Later joking that the Fox meaning phony, cover photos, was specifically selected to cover up Trump's teensy hands. teensy, I guess. Weensy, beensy, tweensy. It is a sad day for America when the president spends his time bullying, lying, and spewing petty personal attacks instead of doing his job, MSNBC responded. The network's head of PR wrote on Twitter that he never imagined a day when he would think to himself, it is beneath the dignity of to respond to the president of the United States. Really? What about President Barack Hussein Obama? Just murdering people right and left, President Barack Hussein Obama. Droning them, right? And then there's always ISIS, President Barack Hussein Obama. But that's okay. You are all in on the murdering thugs of ISIS and still are, MSNBC. Just a few little problems with your reporting, and especially the fake news that you put out there. You in harmony with CNN. You don't want to admit to that, of course. But maybe somebody needs to speak up against you, such as Donald Trump, which he did. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders additionally told Fox News, this is a president who fights fire with fire. First Lady Melania Trump's office defended the president's outburst in a statement. As First Lady has stated publicly, when her husband gets attacked, he will punch back 10 times harder. This comes despite Melania's pre-inauguration promise to dedicate her powers to fighting cyberbullying. I don't think it's cyberbullying when the guy punches back. And I think, when somebody punches you in the cyberspace, you're going to punch back. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. He fights back. And they don't like it. So stop. Donald, stop tweeting. By God, you're all those electrons, when you tweet, man, the electrons get disturbed. Almost enough to set off a nuclear detonation at Oroville Dam. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm cyberbullying again, aren't I? Through the radio. So Donald, keep it up. Don't stop, as Journey says. Don't stop. I love the tweet. And, thanks to Scott Adams for waking me up with this before I even had my Morning Joe, if you know what I mean. But I've had my Morning Joe, and guess what? I'm fired up. And I hope you are, too. The Land of Liberty. More liberation coming your way on Agenda 21 Radio. Stay with us.
Get down. A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency with New Mana Foods. New Mana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, New Mana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, New Mana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose New Mana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase New Mana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's New Mana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with New Mana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back. Little S. White rocking us into the faith, if you will. Yeah. You know, it's amazing. I've been talking to more and more people that are listening to that young lady and her message. And her message, they get it. They absolutely get it. And it's just exciting to see it spread. It's kind of like with LaVoie Finicum spreading the virus. There's two big strains of virility out there. There's the Bible, and then there's the Constitution. Terrible viruses. They are terrible viruses when they spread. And we're here to help spread the viruses. Absolutely. We are here to give you the inoculation, if you will. Okay, some other thing. And Trump is winning some more. Kind of interesting. Jeff Bridges. I'm rooting for Trump. I'm getting you kind of primed on Drudge. I did not want to go to Drudge today. It's a little premature. Bridges takes chilled approach in heated political rhetoric. Jeff Bridges played a president in The Contender, a political flick released nearly two decades ago. Right. You know, Bridges, Jeff Bridges. what was his dad's name? Lloyd Bridges. That's it. Sea Hunt. Boy, for those of you in my generation, I just perked your ears, didn't I? I bet you didn't even know the two are related. Look it up. I used to watch that all the time. I was doing a lot of snorkeling and diving off the coast of California at the time. As a kid. Scaring the holy crap out of my mom when she'd take us down to the beach. I'd go out way beyond the waves, and she'd see me out my little snorkel and fins. And I'm only like 12 years old. And she's hollering for me to come back in. And I'm like, hey, I'm way out here, man. It's really neat. And there's reefs are really wonderful. And those crazy fish you see down there. Imagine a mother, and you're out probably 100 yards offshore. Well, that was back in the day when you could get abalone in Southern California beaches. And we'd go down with the special knives and pull them up and then pound them on the shore. And we learned that little trick from one of our neighbors who is Japanese. And we, in Laguna Beach, actually, and we would pound, talk about pounding sand. No, you pound abalone. It was delicious. That was my first introduction to abalone. Hello. Hello. And for those of you that are abalone divers, I'm going to be going up to the coast here pretty soon, by the way, on a political trip. And bring some abalone back and talk about it on the radio. Back to NorCal. Anyway, so Jeff Bridges, but when it comes to critiquing the role of today's real-life president, Bridges is a lot more laid back than some of his fellow celebrities. How would the dude, the character he played in the Big Lebowski, handle things? He likely wouldn't be dangling a severed head in the likeness of President Donald J. Trump, as condemned Kathy Griffin did. Everybody has something different and unique to contribute to society and with different ways to bring it. Bridges said in an interview Wednesday with the Associated Press after taking part on a panel focused on child hunger at a meeting of the Western Governors Association of Whitefish, Montana. Some people will be blatantly out there talking about their disappointments and ridiculing the way President Trump is acting, said Bridges, who supported Hillary Clinton in her campaign. I'm rooting for him to do well by our country, he said. I'm rooting for him as a human being to do the cool thing. Okay, so Donald is winning again. Mika is kind of off the hook. Another little interesting thing on Drudge, and I'm really off script today. This whole couple of things have knocked me right off script, this being one of them. Picture, and it's kind of interesting, this is going to be kind of an interesting thing, a picture, incredible footage of Boeing 787 Vapor Trail. And it's kind of interesting, they couch it as a vapor trail. Right, it's not a vapor trail at all. As those of you who over, it's interesting how they're trying to interject this whole notion of chemtrails to us in society. They've been trying this. Actually, it started at Stanford in Stanford last year, maybe 18 months ago, and they've been continuing to do certain things. And, of course, it just doesn't work. But the vapor trails that are coming off on this are just absolutely beyond the pale. And this is something, it's a big story. It's a big story. And this vapor trail, it's just stunning to see. 33,000 feet off the coast of Russia, a Boeing 787 flew at 33,000. A stunning video filmed from another plane. It's completely chemtrails. I mean, I know people say, Paul, you're crazy on that. Yeah, how crazy are we, right? When people can see it happening all around them, and they see it, these aren't contrails. These aren't vapor trails. If it sticks around for any more than a minute in the sky, it's not a vapor trail. Modern-day engines don't create those kind of trails like contrails any longer. No, it's just not going to happen. There's chemicals in the air, and we're breathing them, and everybody, I think, kind of knows that. And that's the sad thing, is the way that they try so desperately to cover it up. And it's not working. It's not working. Chemtrails, anyone? Chemtrails. I think people don't like the chemtrail thing. They're not really so fond of it like you might think they are. But this is the whole thing. It's climate change for real. It is global warming for real, done deliberately. See, you talked to me and said, well, is there deliberate climate change, global warming going on? And I say, absolutely. And it's done through geoengineering, weather modification, climate engineering, sometimes known as. And the manipulation starts with this spraying us like bugs from these aircraft. And they're all over. And by the way, we live, where I particularly live, it's a absolute incredible sky show every day sometimes, with them crisscrossing and putting in crisscross patterns of chemtrails and so on. See, that's the problem. That is the problem. It's for real. And they stay up all day long. They smooth out. They spread out. And it becomes a silvery sky. They say they're trying to reflect with the aluminum oxide that's in there. They're trying to reflect sunlight back up from the atmosphere to cool the planet. When really what they're doing is weather modifying and changing the weather all around. And by the way, a huge, if you want to see some really interesting weather modification going on right now, there is literally a river of water in the atmosphere directed right at Northern California that's being really manipulated by what's called HARP to keep it offshore and pass it up to the north. This is very typical. And that's why they chemtrail also, to make sure that these weather patterns pass up beyond Northern California. That was all part of the drought thing. We got used to this. Oh, Paul, you're crazy talking about chemtrails. Right. Just like we're crazy talking about Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. Right. You can't listen to these people when they say that they're innocent of chemtrailing, because they're not. And who was ever flying this Boeing 787, they knew exactly what they're doing. Exactly what they're doing. Anyway, we're coming up to a break here pretty soon. And I guess we got a couple more minutes. Good, 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 good. So, let's see. Well, Dr. Warren, no, we don't want that. New travel ban to take up. No, I don't want that. Britain said Fox News. Okay, Fox News, this is something that we're going to get into in the next segment. But Fox News is wanting to buy completely Sky News in Great Britain. And they're meeting resistance. Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine why. Does it have to do with the Murdoch brothers? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop.
Be prepared for any emergency with New Mana Foods. New Mana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, New Mana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, New Mana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose New Mana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase New Mana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's New Mana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with New Mana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, Numana, numana.com/agenda for all of your survival prepper needs. Okay, we got so much information. We just have one more major block left, so I've got to get through a number of different things here that I wanted to get through to talk to you about. But first, before we get there, it's all about Fox News and Sky News and the acquisition. Now, I'm going to go through this very quickly, but you, just so you have that little nugget of knowledge what's going on with the Murdochs and Fox News, because this all plays out with the Murdochs and what's been going on with the conservative empire that's now being run by the liberal monsters, the Murdoch brothers. I'm sorry. But that's true. They want to destroy Fox News. But they are in a total conundrum because people depend upon conservative talk radio, talk television, through Fox. And they built their success on conservatism. That's why they're so big. The Brits have about had it with the Murdochs, though. And, of course, they're liberal, right? So there's a really strange thing going on here in Great Britain that's becoming London Stan, of course. Britain Stan, I guess. Great Britain Stan becoming Islamified. It says Britain says Fox bid for Sky risk giving Murdoch too much power. So Britain intends, this is the article from the deals from, it's a Reuters article, Britain intends to subject Rupert Murdoch's takeover of European pay TV group Sky News to a lengthy, in-depth investigation after finding the $14.8 billion deal risk giving the media mogul too much power over the news agenda. Guys, it's kind of like Monopoly. I wonder if they're going to do the same to Facebook and Google. And Twitter. Huh? Should we do that in America? I think so. Because Zuckerberg? Come on. Mr. Moron that's billions. What a moron. Boy, what a unique moron, right? Worth all that money. Hey, spread the wealth, bro. What do you think? Why don't we ask these guys to spread the wealth rather than, you know, taking jobs away from the United States of America to spread it that way? We just go to Zuckerberg. Hey, other countries, come and get their wealth. Let's just spread it for them rather than to take away from the United States of America, which is what they profess. Media Secretary Karen Bradley said she was persuaded that 21st Century Fox bid could give the Murdoch family too much influence over the media after regular Ofcom assessed regulator. Okay, I have not seen that word in a long time. A regulator. You know, we're going to regulate. We are the people who put the regulations down. They're called regulators. By the way, in the 1800s and early 1900s, there was bad news going on about the regulators. So the regulators are evil people in democracies. Like in California, being so overly regulated, we just need to get the right vernacular down because it sounds really pejorative to be called a regulator. You're an evil regulator. And it is pejorative, and it should be meant to be pejorative about all these people that unelected officials who tax you, who bond you, who can fine you, throw you in jail. Those guys? Yeah. Regulators. Let's use that term. Get back to that. This is, of course, a British article. The proposed entity would have the third largest total reach of any news provider, lower only than the BBC and ITIN. So the BBC has got an issue with that. It would uniquely span news coverage on television, radio, and in newspapers and online. See, in Britain, media is strictly regulated and always has been by the regulators. kind of like in California where everything is regulated. Doesn't matter if it's media. It doesn't matter if it's the pimple on your butt. It's regulated. Did you know? I'm not going to start fake news, isn't it? Boy, did I have something to say about fake news in California and pimples on butts. Okay, before we lose it completely here on Agenda 21 Radio, I wanted to mention we have a great article up on Agenda 21 Radio, and this article deals with population. And I want to draw it to you because it's I'm really a demographics kind of guy. Joel Kotkin got me into this but when we did a conference with him back in 1993. Mapping the world's 20 most populous cities by 2100. All right. It says, and this is a great map to show you what cities are going to be the most populated, and you can actually click on the interactive map, and it goes by 10 years to see which cities are going to be the most populous. Oddly enough, the United States of America by 2075 will only have one of the populated cities, and that will be New York City. Isn't that interesting? Where they have about 10 million people in the population zone. Mexico City is going to be, of course, ginormous. But other places, Beijing and Tokyo, believe it or not. I mean, but you go through this thing, it runs you through the time. So understanding demographics where people are living on the planet will help you to, of course, remain sustainable. But no, I'm telling you, because if you're an Agenda 21 person, these are things that you look at so that they can overregulate you in the future. And I want you to be prepared going by this map and getting to know what demographics are all about. Joel Kotkin, great reference and source for Agenda 21 Radio, is also in the fray. And he will really spell it out, not just by population, but by jobs and location and climate and blah, 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 all that stuff for years out there. And even the things that are happening today about demographics and the shift in populations. Very, very important to understand that. Very, very important to understand if you're building a new state. Oh, did I say that? It's something you should know about. Absolutely. Absolutely you should know about this. Absolutely. Anyway, got a break coming up. I can't believe the time is just flying. 20 most populous areas, though, include. It says, if you look at a modern map of the world today, the most populous cities, you'll notice that they are quite evenly distributed around the globe. Metropolises like Moscow, New York, Tokyo, Cairo, Rio de Janeiro are spread apart with very different geographic and cultural settings, and practically every continent today can claim at least one of the world's 20 most populous cities. But things will be different according to projections from the Global Cities Institute, and that's what I want you to see, how different it's going to be in the next 100 years. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Please feel free to email me, paul@a21r.com. I'm telling you, crazy show. I mean, I don't even know where it went. I have no idea. It's gone. It's in the can. It's canning itself right now. It's going to the can. Anyway, great show. Really appreciate your emails and texts that I've been getting. We are going to be responding in the next hour. So thank you for that. And we got so many things coming up this weekend. We've got New State Talk Radio coming out. 2 hours of New State Talk Radio. It's going to be a barn burner. So many things happening with the formation of a new state, and we're really happy to say that. And exciting times ahead for all of us concerned. Now, also, make sure you visit Numana Foods, Numana, numanna.com/agenda. That's the address for all of your prepper needs. Numana Foods is one of the world's leading prepper providers for survival foods and other utensils and tools and so on. Those are the things that you need to stay alive in challenging times. And yes, we are potentially going to have some challenging times and could have at any time of the year with all the disasters that are out there. So anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and email me, paul@a21r.com. And like I always say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
SOS, to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.